Narrative Frameworks 21. The news. What is this news? Whose news and for what purpose? Is it our news? Is it somebody or something else's news? What is this program? The news, being informed. Is this really being informed? How is this being informed, created in form? How is this essence being shaped? Being informed, does it mean what we think it means? Is being informed knowing what's happening, or is being informed being shaped into a particular mold? And going back to the level of being informed, meaning knowing what's going on, is watching the news or listening to the news actually being informed, or is this being uninformed in the guise of being informed? Is this adding your awareness to the collective awareness, which has this common understanding of what is real and what is not, this conventional reality, which may appear real to itself, but when seen from outside, holes can be found within the structure. Because do we really know what's going on? Do those who feel they are informed within the collective really know what's going on? Or has the collective been misinformed and celebrates this misinformation under the banner of being informed, being ignorant in the guise of knowing a lot? Just like a lot of book knowledge can make one appear knowledgeable, but without the wisdom of insight, the application of knowledge and the direct experiential understanding of it, without that, there is no wisdom. And knowledge without wisdom is dangerous and ugly. Being ignorant in the guise of knowing a lot, when actually what is being known, in this case, is just what one is being told, what one is regurgitating, like dregs from a bottom of a barrel being resurfaced. That's not being informed. That's being a sponge to someone else's story. And you don't just absorb any information just because it's there. Or perhaps we shouldn't do, because our life is better than that. And so we detox from the toxins that keep us in fear and in an impossible small space of powerlessness and despair. The news is being informed. You inform yourself. You inform yourself. You transform into form the ideas that you imbibe. They inhabit you and shape you. We are life in formation. Life information. The formation of life. We play a role in how we inform it. How are you informing it, the life that you are? Are you informing it for yourself? Or are you allowing some external agency that cares not for you to inform it for you? Being informed is our responsibility, and when we surrender this responsibility due to laziness or some other sense of ease and convenience, we allow others to inform us, to take our life and shape it in their image rather than our own. And can we rely on their image being an image integral to the source of life that we are? Or can we better rely on ourselves to realize this source of life and thus inform it, bring it into form? For this process of life information, this happens in us. This is us. This is life. This is life happening. Through our limited ways, we are informing the unlimited of what it is. We are informing the unlimited of what it is. Since we are not separate from the greater life that holds us, we are like sensors or tendrils or limbs or branches of that great whole, each one of us a particular information channel, feeding back to itself, coming out of itself and feeding back to itself, the whole through its parts away from itself and through its parts back to itself. Essentially, we are God information. God information. This is consciousness, life itself. Love, light, energy. Consciousness, awareness. And all of those things in the purity of the Absolute. It is this Absolute that comes into the relative, and from the relative, through its exploration, back to itself, the Absolute. And anything that informs us in a way that is something less than this process, that does not acknowledge this process of being and becoming and being who we are once more. Anything less than this truth has no place in informing us of the world and ourselves.